VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. American law enforcement officials say bombs and other suspicious packages targeting Hillary Clinton, former President Barack Obama, and CNN, among others, seem connected. Associated Press correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The explosive devices addressed to Clinton and Obama were intercepted because their mail is monitored for suspicious packages. The CNN device made it to the news outlet's mailroom in Columbus Circle along with white powder. NYPD counterterrorism chief John Miller says they're investigating along with the FBI.
It appears that an individual or individuals sent out multiple similar packages.
Miller says the acts of terror began Monday when another device, apparently a pipe bomb, was found at the Westchester compound of liberal billionaire George Soros, a major contributor to Democratic causes.
U.S. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, who are the top two Democrats in Congress, issued a statement Wednesday afternoon accusing President Trump of fanning the flames of political unrest. Time and time again, they wrote, the president has condoned physical violence and divided Americans with his words and his actions. Developments are being posted, as always, on voanews.com. Russian President Vladimir Putin warned of a new arms race if President Trump follows through on his threat to pull out of an arms control agreement signed in 1987. In Moscow on Wednesday, Putin said Russia would respond in kind if the U.S. deploys intermediate-range missiles in Europe. He also cautioned that European countries agreeing to host U.S. missiles would put themselves at risk of a Russian attack. But Putin said he wants to discuss the issue with President Trump if the two meet in Paris next month. This is VOA News.